Next person is going to be Glenn Sanders, S-A-N-D-E-R-S. Twelve fifty-five. Today is 12/4/2025. Mr. Sanders is a 69-year-old gentleman being evaluated for face-to-face today. Oh, by the way, on all these patients I just did, make sure you put the patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. The results of this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Thank you. So, 69-year-old gentleman seen for face-to-face evaluation. He has a long-standing COPD, core pulmonale, right-sided heart failure, shortness of breath at rest, shortness of breath with activity or true dependency. He chooses not to wear his oxygen most of the time. At times, for example, today the oxygen is laying next to him in bed. He says he doesn't want to wear it. He's tired of it. His O2 sat's 87%. His son, Frank, who's his primary caregiver, states that dad feels a lot more confused. He's eating less. Part of the reason for not eating is air hunger and dyspnea, which I expressed to the patient and family that the oxygen would help, but nevertheless, he doesn't want to wear it all the time, period. He's ADL dependent, period. He's on bowel and bladder incontinent, period. His blood pressure today, 176/100, period. Apparently, he hasn't had some of his medication because Mr. McQueen, his son, had to leave and he's returning very soon, period. His PPS is at 40%, period. Right-sided heart failure and related to COPD and pulmonary hypertension causing lower extremity edema, period. His MAC is at 23 centimeter now. Remains tachycardic with lower extremity edema. Belongs to New York Heart Association Class 4 with shortness of breath at rest or with activity. Requires NEB treatments on a regular basis. Overall prognosis remains poor given natural progression of his disease. He most likely has less than 6 months to live. As far as his blood pressure is concerned, I recommend that Frank check his blood pressure on a regular basis, make sure after he takes his medication it settles down. As far as his confusion is concerned, I explained to the Frank that it's related to hypoxemia along with other causes, and the oxygen would definitely help. The hypoxemia, the shortness of breath, and the right-sided heart failure with lower extremity edema. But Frank states that he cannot force his dad to do anything he doesn't want to do. By the way, he's now sleeping 12 to 14 hours a day, which is definitely worsened compared to before. He has generalized debility, and overall prognosis remains poor. Given natural progression of the disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. I don't know if I put this or not. With COPD associated with renal failure and renal failure. I put the core pulmonary on right-sided heart failure. Also put any history of renal failure and hemodialysis. Thank you. That's it. Thank you. Did I say given natural progression of the disease, most likely has less than 6 months to live? I hope so. Thank you.